This is the Conorad Alert. Civil defense information will be broadcast at 640.
West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Y2K. How can we prepare?
Stop a few of their machines and radios. Throw them into darkness for a few hours.
We are fighting for our lives. My family must survive.
Over 5 years, 1,000 gallons of gas, air filtration, water filtration.
Coming at you from Delinquents Gully in West Central Tennessee of the good old U.S. of A. Streaming live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and Odyssey. Welcome back to the workshop where we create community, find freedom, promote preparedness, and share success. I am Toolman Tim. Today is March the 25th, 2024, and this is episode 437. Of Workshop Radio. How are all my delinquents out there? I actually see my neighbor. I just saw off-grid ping maybe 4 or 5 hours ago. Stopped and chatted for a few minutes. So I got to fill you guys in on what's going on right at the moment. I am in the cabin at Delinquents Gully. I am on Starlink, so it's working really well so far. However, we have a lot of rain. We had some thunder and lightning earlier today. So if you end up hearing quite a bit of pitter-patter in the background, well, it's just par for the course. So I hope you enjoy it. And if we end up getting dropped, well, it's been a good episode. So now the internet's been pretty good here. Yeah, boy, it is great to be back. We just finished up Kentucky Sustainable. I say we like I had a big part in it. Sorry, I just finished up going there. Oh, man, they put on such an incredible show there. We'll talk about that. As we carry on tonight, but I had just a wonderful time. Jason, it was such an honor to be interviewed out there, and here comes the rain and a little bit of thunder again. So you won't be able to see much today, but I've got a pretty good signal here now that I can kind of wander around. Tomorrow morning, we will show you a little bit of what is going on here. The property wintered really well, which isn't a huge surprise considering, you know, winter's about 3 weeks down here, I guess, but it was nice of my neighbor to check on it for me. All right, so we're going to fill you in on what went on at Kentucky Sustainable Living, what I've been up to just a little bit, some of the gear I've been playing with since I got out here. Yeah, so, well, first off, I did my poverty mindset presentation, which is always, I love it. You know, it's one of those presentations that there's always a few folks out there that absolutely need to hear it. And there was, without going into a whole lot of detail, there was definitely 3 or 4 people that come up afterwards that were absolutely touched by it, maybe kicked in the ass by it. But whatever it is, it is. It was awesome, guys. If you've been to any, if you've been to one event, you've been to them all as far as how the setup goes. But it was inside this big agricultural arena, which was great. So you were on a dirt floor, but the dirt was on top of cement, so it wasn't wet or muddy or anything like that. And they had all the tables set up around the main floor, and then up above the arena, because there's seating all the way around it, there was a walkway up there, and they had probably another dozen or so vendors. Angry American was up there. Good evening, Byron Roberts. Good to see you. Angry American was up there, and then there was, I think, 3 different guys from reality survival TV shows, so that was kind of cool. So, yeah, let's slide in with who my next door neighbor was. So I had a booth right next to William Bond. We hit it off great, had tons of good chats, ended up getting an interview with him. We'll talk about the interviews in a little while. But I only bought one thing at this event, and it was a case of American Military MREs. So you know what that means. Alice doesn't even know yet. So, Alice, if you're out there listening, we got a new case of American meals. So I'm excited about that. What a difference in price. $55 for 12 American military MREs. I can't exactly remember how much a case of the Canadian was. You guys might remember what I said, but it was way over $100, way over. Hatfield Homestead, great to see you. Sold a ton of patches, guys. I brought patches, and I brought, Canadian silver, which was really cool. So what I did was we bought a bunch of pre-65 Canadian dimes and Canadian quarters. Chase Peoples, there is the man. I have him in my notes tonight, guys. And we'll talk about him a little bit tonight, too. If you don't know, that's Chuck's little brother. No, I'm just kidding. Chuck's son. He works like he's twice his age, but he does great. And I mean that in the best way possible. So, yeah, picked up a case of MREs. Quite excited about testing those out. We'll definitely be doing some more of those videos over on the Patreon and some here on the channel as well. But so what do we got? 48 hours, less than 48 hours, about 36. And I'm picking up Alice, Charlotte, and Becky at the daycare. Oh, my God. And, guys, I need to tell you before we go any further, today was the day. I was coming out of the gas station at Camden, just getting ready to go to the storage locker. Becky sends me a text message. We got the license. All of Becky's hard work paid off today. We officially own 3 licensed daycares. And this is the big one. This is the one that is building, that has built, that will build our empire. So don't give up, folks out there, ever. You know, marry yourself a Becky, because she will drag you kicking and screaming towards success. And I love her. And tonight, what is she doing? But she is writing her exam. That thing is, so during these last 2 years, while we've been working on building these 3 daycares, she's also been taking basically the equivalent of full-time university courses so that she could get her level 2 and then her level 3 child care certificate, I believe it is. So it's a full university level course. I'm so proud of her. I don't know how she's found the energy and to put up with me along the way. So there you go. So, yeah, I was next door neighbors to William Bond. That was good. I picked up a case of MREs. William, give me, I didn't bring them up tonight because it's way too dark. And, you know, I didn't want to haul them up the hill here. But he gave me a hand-carved spoon, which was just absolutely awesome. I got a really nice handmade paracord bracelet from a lady. Don't worry. I have your name. I have your card. It's all in my truck, but I didn't want to bring it out in the rain tonight. So I'll be doing shout-outs on social the next few days of some of the cool stuff that folks brought me at KSL. That's what we're going to call it because we're cool kids, Kentucky Sustainable Living. So the interviews, guys, I did 3 interviews. So I have come to a new idea, a new solution here. I am sorry. I don't know what's going on here. So going forward, I'm going to release a 5-minute version of the interview, whomever I do the interview with, on social. There'll be enough there that you can get a taste for what the interview is, but the full 15, 20, 30-minute interviews are still going to be on Patreon. That way you guys can see a little bit, and it's not like, you know, I'm not going to cut it off right at the end, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull 2 or 3 of the most important or big questions out of the interview so that you'll get at least a taste of it. So anyway, I just uploaded tonight my interview with Paul Wheaton from last May. So I've been sitting on these interviews to put together so I'd have a full year before we did them. This was from the Thrivalist Fair last year, and it's an awesome interview. So I got a 5-minute cut of the interview that's going to go live in all the places. And then for all my Patreon subscribers, there's a 23-minute version where you can see everything. Hey, Byron, thank you very much. And Carrie Brown, thank you as well. Carrie just signed up for the Patreon yesterday, and he signed up for the $15 tier. But what that's for is that includes the patch of the month and the Patreon stuff. So thanks, Carrie Brown. I appreciate you. I appreciate all of you. Anyway, so you got a spoon, you got a paracord bracelet, the interviews that you will see eventually over there. I got 3 at this event. So that's kind of my goal. You know, if I can get at least 1 per day, or 2 or 3, but yeah, I ended up getting 3. There were more folks there that I probably could have interviewed, but I got the 3 that I really wanted. I make a list before I go to these events so that I can get the best interviews for you guys coming out of there. And the 3 I got, does anybody know Angry Prepper? No, I didn't misspeak. It's not Angry American. He was there too, but Angry Prepper. He is an incredible dude out of New York City. He's got like 127,000 subscribers. And he was originally on season 1 of Doomsday Preppers. So I got an awesome interview with him, got some pictures with him. So you'll see some content coming down the road. And then Angry number two, he spells it the other way, A-N-G-E-R-Y, Angry American. We sat down and had almost a 30-minute chat right there on the floor, and it was awesome. We sat right at my booth, and we just chatted away. And, yeah, so that'll be out. I'll release about a five-minute snippet so everybody can see. But, yeah, it was. I had such a great time there. And then the third one was William Bond. That's Billy's I was going to say Billy's younger son. If he wasn't his younger son, we would be having troubles. But, yeah, William is just kicking ass and taking names on YouTube. And if you haven't followed him, give him a go. Just type in William Bond into YouTube. I think he just launched his channel a month ago, and he's got like 7,000 subscribers. So give him a follow. But I was absolutely honored. After I was done interviewing William, he told me that I was the best interviewer that he has ever sat down with. So that was just, that made me blush. Not really, but it made me feel pretty good. So, oh man. Okay. So I got to shout out a few folks that I see in here tonight. So who do we have so far? We got Digger. Great to see you, Digger. Off Grid Ping, my brother from up the road. Byron Roberts, good to see you. Hatfield Homestead, love seeing you in here. Who else? We got Gunfighter Concealment, says do the free thing. Hit that like button, or better yet, join the Patch of the Month Club. Quit freeloading. I'm not supposed to read that out loud. No, that was great. Thanks, Gunfighter. I love you. Chase, good to see you. Who else? B-Man J, I have another connection for you. Every time I leave a festival, I seem to have made a connection for you. But I met the nicest nicest elderly couple at the festival. And they work at taking military veterans who want to get into beekeeping and matching them up with a mentor in the beekeeping field. And of course, the first person I thought of was you, brother. So I will send you an email going forward. Two old crows, thank you. William Bond's channel is the Permaculture Consultant, and he is kicking ass and taking names. And two old crows, it was an honor being at your festival. I had a hell of a time. You guys put on a great show. They had a green room. They even had my green M&Ms that I put on my rider. No, I'm just kidding. But it was, there was a green room with drinks and refreshments. It was nice if you needed time. The only time I actually went up there was give myself about 20 minutes to prep my presentation. But what I liked even more than that was they had a room set aside where we could just go in, shut the door, and do interviews. That meant a lot to me, very much so. And Ed Celio, great to have you. He said, even with rain, Starlink is good. Audio perfect, video glitch, but only for a second or two. Glad you make it the second home safely. Ed, that means the world to me that you take the time to, because you know I worry about technical end of things. So thank you very much. And you know what's crazy? I'm glad the audio is good because I've got a metal roof over me and the rain is just coming down on it. So I would definitely love to go back to Kentucky Sustainable in the future. So for the record, it definitely looks like next year's road trip will be the fall end of things. No promises yet. I've always, every year, the same thing. I don't commit to anything until January 1st. But Becky and I have been talking about it, and we'll figure it all out for sure. So, yeah, where do we go from here? So I had some great conversations. Of course, somebody that I'm immensely proud of, and not because I've had a big part in it, but I love seeing his success, and that is Chuck Peoples. Chuck is, you know what's awesome? Like, you go to these events, and you want to see these folks, and you want to sit down and have a chat, but every time him and I would look at each other, the other person would have someone chatting with them, and that's why we go to events. We don't go to events to catch up with friends as much as we go to events so that other folks can come and chat with us and pick our brain and meet us and that kind of thing. I figure, I hope I'm not overestimating, but somewhere between 20 and 25 Workshop Radio listeners dropped by the booth over the weekend. That was probably three times as many as I figured I would see. Always a huge surprise. So Chuck is, he's Homestead Medical. His stuff is so good. That man has these, I probably have the price. No, I think I have the price right. He has these full-fledged, they're in a mini tough tote. It's an entire first aid pack for a homestead. It's $350. I don't know how many he sold If he didn't sell out, he came awfully close. Chuck is just doing great. I seen him setting up there on, I got there early Saturday morning to set up, and his bins were full. And by the end of the weekend, almost every one of his little mini Rubbermaid totes were right down to almost nothing. So it was great. I'm not sure how many patches I sold, but so I've told you before, but I take the leftover patch of the month patches. I take them to events, and then I sell them in person at $5 or five for $20. And I know I sold 50 patches. So I know I sold a group of five to at least 10 different people. He said he knows they had 10, and I think they had two left. So do the math, guys. Chuck's doing really good at those events. So I need to shout out Chase. Now, if you guys haven't met Chase, you probably have. He's the one that holds the fort down at Chuck's booth. I don't even know how many awesome entrepreneurs I had conversations with this weekend, but there's a few I need to talk about. So Chase, I talked about him during my presentation a bit. The dude is in his mid-20s, and I don't want to give away complete specifics, but the dude is working all day, all night. He earned enough money to buy a very expensive piece of heavy equipment to run his own business. How many mid-20-year-olds do you know that can do that kind of thing? I am so proud of him. I just stood there with a smile on my face while he told me his story, and it was incredible. So if you guys see him at Self Reliance Festival, give him a pat on the back, because I did not realize, I knew he and Chuck with the business, I didn't know he was also building his own little mini empire on top of it. And to boot, him and his wife are homeschooling. So, and they're awesome, mom and dad. You can see them just sitting there. So anyway, guys, we got to send some delinquent love to Chase, because he did great. I had a great chance. So you probably know that I don't always have that much time to watch other content like at all. And that's fine. So, but I did have a great conversation with Kerry Brown. I had no idea. I knew he was blowing it up with his business, but I had no idea that he had gone this, that he is doing this well, and he has such big aspirations. So if you're looking for somebody in the, you know, the Eastern Tennessee area, kind of Knoxville, and well, really, I think he'll travel most of Tennessee to do a permaculture consultation. He's your guy. So, anyway, just awesome. Chase says, Tim, thanks, Tim. I truly appreciate it. Great. Yeah. And Chase says, how are you, brother? I'm actually finally. So I got to say, I'm going to go through the whole weekend of KSL here, but I landed. Well, let's back up. You guys saw my, I did a live on Tuesday night from Minot, North Dakota with Spags and Patrick from Midwest Preparedness. Wednesday night, I took that night off and I did some computer work when I got to the hotel. I was in Omaha. Then Thursday night, I ended up driving. I was about 11 hours that day. And I did the last 5.5 straight without stopping from basically St. Louis to Camden so that I'd get to Camden in time to do my live stream with Nicole for the SRF. I don't even know what we were calling it. The something with heroes. It was awesome. It was a great live stream. We did. Landed there, went to bed that night, got up, and then drove to Kentucky the next day. So by the time I landed at KSL, I really didn't have my feet under me yet. I was still kind of tired. Oh man. So, but I will say by Sunday morning, you know, I hope most folks didn't realize that I was as tired as I was on Saturday, but finally by Sunday, I got my feet under me and I was in the zone, which was great because that was the day I had to do my presentation. So there we are. Okay. If I do blink out for a second, guys, I won't take off on you. It's just, I think, a combination of Starlink and a lot of rain right now. So we landed Friday night. We were at Jason's house. They had an awesome meal for all the speakers and presenters. It was two different types of lasagna and famous banana pudding. Oh, so good. But it was just awesome. I met Really nice couple. I got to bring all the cards in so that I can show them all out for you. I kind of planned on it, but here we are. A really nice couple who do ham radio. They showed me, they picked up at a ham fest a couple of years ago for $50, an old civil defense ham radio setup. It was the power station and the radio in the immaculate yellow and blue that they did. It was awesome. I was so happy for them that they made such a good deal. And then I spent most of the evening talking to William Bond there again. So we had a great time. I spent some time chatting with Chuck, and I got to see Angry American for a bit. He came by and chatted. So, oh yeah, it was great. So then Saturday morning, get there at 8 o'clock to set up the booth and just kind of got a feel for the land. And I tried my damnedest to get to, well, not really. I'm going to lie here. You guys know I don't go to very many speakers when I'm at these things. I try. I did manage to sit in on the last 20 minutes of Angry American's Q&A session, and it was great. We got a couple of scoops from Angry American in the interview I did. And Chris Dixon says, evening, Tim. Looks like you are live from the bunker. I'm really close. So I am. This is my Ted Kaczynski cabin, the Unibone. Oh, my God. Don't say that, Tim. So anyway, when I showed up here today, there was a few wooden shims that we use for installing the door. And if Brian Alexovich ends up watching this, I really appreciate it. He put one on the window and he said Uncle Ted was here. So, yeah, I love it. I love this little cabin. It's only 8x8. The rain has come down like there's no business. And I've only had a few drips coming into the building. And that's right around the edges where we didn't put any metal trim down around the sides. So we're coming. I wish I could show you some more gear. I'll do a video tomorrow to show you, but I got my Starlink router over here. I have my Blue Yeti right behind me that's powering the laptop and the Starlink. I can show you this though. This was the little rechargeable solar lantern Duracell one I got at Costco the other day, and it is more than up for it. You can charge it with USB, you can put batteries in it, or you can charge it with solar. And when it's on the highest level, I put it up here, it completely lights up everything I need. So yeah, Saturday was a great day there. Saturday night, they had pizza for all of the speakers. And then Sunday ended up a little early. I think we finished around 3:30, 4 o'clock. And in between, Nicole came up for Saturday. She was a little bit late. I'll tell you why, because she was arm deep in a sheep, getting a lamb out of the sheep. And the lamb survived. They were bottle feeding it. Tactical took care of it while she was away. And she did a presentation on pantry management. And it was actually really nice. So at the very end of that day, her and I and Angry Prepper, and I wish I could remember their name and I will show them out afterwards, but they did tactical gear. The five of us and their little French, I don't know what you want to call that dog. She said it wasn't just a Frenchie, but it was a kind of a Heinz 57. But I give them one of my workshop radio patches, and it's on there. And the little dog was running around hanging out with us. But anyway, we had a great hour-long deep conversation about building your empire, about getting better at selling product, about getting better at content creation, all of the above. And everybody threw in their 3 cents worth, and everybody threw in the problems they were dealing with. And it was just, yeah, it was refreshing. It's very rare that you get that kind of quiet time. And one thing that I liked, I guess, kind of about this event was it ended at 5:30 the first day. And it was kind of nice. So we had some time to chill. They brought pizza in for us, but we just had some time to really chat away. And do you guys know anybody out there know CJ Snyder? He's been on Naked and Afraid and Dual Survival and all that. He was there. I think there was 3 fellers there from reality TV. Great guys, but CJ is a character, let me tell you. He'd asked me a couple times to do an interview with him, and I never got back to him. I kind of felt bad. So hopefully we're at another event down the road where we can actually get one to work. So Chris Dixon said the tactical Frenchie. I loved it. Me too. I absolutely loved it. So I guess the cat or the dog is out of the bag about this year's handshake patch. This year's handshake patch is a workshop radio logo. It's been on social media, so you've seen it. It glows in the dark. It's black and white like the workshop radio logo. And on top of that, I do have an incredible member, kind of an extended member of the workshop community, who is working on just the most incredible animated intro for Workshop Radio. It's great. There, I've seen two or three mock-ups of it, and we're getting really, really close now, guys. So, yeah, it's going to be great. And we're going to do a bit of an outro as well. So, yeah. Oh, man. Like I said, I sold more stuff than I figured. I think I have a different idea on what I'm going to do with that Canadian silver next time. I think I'm just going to put it in baggies, 1 ounce, because everybody wanted an ounce. I went and packaged each one individually in one of those little cardboard sleeves. But, you know, it was like, it's like 17 dimes or 7 quarters. So we'll do that for sure. Just awesome vendors. I talked to a couple who had traveled the world. They had, it's a $3,000 water filter. It draws, I believe it's like 55 watts, and it pumped out, it was like 24 gallons an hour. The thing was just awesome. It fit into like a rugged case. You could run it off the solar panel. And the best part about it was it had a UV filter in it as well, so that it handles all of the things. So they just came back from Egypt, where they'd handed a few out there, and they were dealing with some refugees from Palestine. Awesome people. Like I said, there was a dude that was selling MREs. He was great. I had a tactical gear supplier behind me. I talked to Everyday Prepper. I ended up getting asked to come to a couple of different events. They're, you know, one down in the Tennessee area and one maybe next year up in the Midwest Ohio area. Can't promise I'll be to any of them, but it would be really cool. So, yeah. What else did we do while we were there? The man, all I can say is it, yeah. To sum up Kentucky Sustainable Living, I believe, and I could be wrong about this, I think tickets were around $35. They were an absolute steal. They were worth twice that or more. And it's a family-friendly event. Kids running around everywhere. They had a petting zoo. They, like I said, there was reality TV stars there. Angry American was there. Angry Prepper was there. Nicole Sauce. Chuck Peoples. Who else? William Bond. And I'm sure I'm missing some other folks that were just, they were great. There was somebody, that couple I met was doing a comms presentation. Ooh, so yeah, it was really good. So then we got done, like I said, 3:30, 4 o'clock Sunday night. And I got back to the hotel. I was able to chill just a little bit. I was planning on getting a whole bunch of work done. I was going to do a live stream for you. And the internet was shit at the hotel. I couldn't get 5G in my phone, so I couldn't even really do a good hotspot. And the Wi-Fi, I'm telling you, and I get it, but hotels are just letting their Wi-Fi go to shit all over the place now. It's rare that I will go into a hotel, do a speed test, and think, huh, yep, I can do a live stream here. I almost always, I'm using 5G and doing a test. If I can figure out a way to do it, I would shoot my Starlink out the window and use that, because this is way more reliable. So yeah, I came down today. I drove down. I came in through Dixon. I like taking the back way into Camden. It's only an extra 10 minutes coming from Nashville, but you get to go through Dixon. I went to Tractor Supply. I stopped at Lowe's, picked up 10 footing blocks for the next addition to the cabin. So I got those loaded up. I went to Walmart and got some of those half pre-cooked rice bags. Got some tuna, some different things. So I've been using my Jetboil stove in here. The gear I've been using has been a lot of fun. I got my battery-powered mug for heating, you know, just keeps my coffee warm. But I brought some freeze-dried hamburger. All I want to tell you is, I guess I didn't realize how far a bag of freeze-dried hamburger would go. But I just took one of those Uncle Ben's packages of, it's like kind of soft rice. And I put it in my Jetboil, added maybe half a cup of freeze-dried hamburger and added enough water so that it didn't scorch on the bottom, at least the first time, and then used my tactical spork to give it a good stir. And within 3 minutes, it was as hot as you'd ever want it. Sit down, add some seasoning salt, and we're good. Everything that I have all fits into my get-home bag. So I figure if I'm going to be carrying it, I better friggin' test it out. And I got that Grail see if I can show you this here. This came in my battle box the other day. This is the Grail water filter. It's cool. I can't really show you here in the dark, but it's, you basically fill the inside canister here. Let's see if we can show you. Do I get it over there? Yep, there we are. I think. No, it's not going to come out right now. It's airlocked, but you pull this sleeve out. You pour the contaminated water in the bottom. You put the lid on. You open the top. You push it down. And you use your force to force it through the filter. And when it's done, you're good. And even has a spot inside where you can put water flavoring. So, yeah, I really like that water bottle a lot. Although, to full transparency, I bought filtered water at Walmart because I just wanted to get a feel for how this process worked. I wasn't about to drink stream water yet, not while I'm in a foreign country. I will test that out when I get home. You can judge me for it if you want, but, you know, sometimes it's just all about making sure you make the prudent choices for that. So the Jetboil stove's working great. The Grail water filter I really like. The Blue Eddy is working pretty good. I wish it had a little more power, but I did bring up the Anchor one, which is twice that power, so that'll be good. Starlink's been good. I probably had to make 6 trips from the truck up, which isn't that bad to get all the gear up here. And like I said, things have held up really good over the winter. So I'm happy to be down here. I can't wait to add a piece on. Brian and Corey are coming by. They've been doing quite a bit of path trimming out here. So we've got, from what I understand now, we got 2 or 3 paths that go the full length of the property. So give us some area to get out and do some recreation. It's going to open it up more for folks who come down for the, when we do hip camp. So that'll be nice. And so I'm going to stay all day out here tomorrow, I believe, as long as everything goes as planned. Spend the night here tomorrow night and then get up in the morning and grab a truck stop shower and then and a legitimate one, you know, and then go to Nashville to pick up the kids and Becky. And then we're going to play tourist for a few days until we come back to Camden for Self-Reliance Fest. And then after that, I'll have 2 weeks basically to myself to work down here on the property. And I'm sure Brian will be by a bunch and it'll be good. Yeah, and then LFTN Spring Workshop, and then the next weekend is Mountain Readiness, and that's in North Carolina, and then the weekend after that is the Two Chicks Homestead Workshop mashup that we do in Hinckley, Illinois. That this year is going to be on Mother's Day weekend, and then home after that. So it's been good, guys. I'm excited. It's been a really good trip so far. I think if all goes well, I'm going to try to do this week in prepping tomorrow night. This has been a good use case, test scenario, whatever you want to call it so far. And I've been definitely happy. And make sure those paths are as wide as possible and help keep the Tennessee ticks and chiggers off. Yep, actually I already had 2 ticks already. So you just got to keep an eye out because you don't want those at all. Yeah. I grew up around ticks. We have them everywhere in Nova Scotia. It's just been a few years. We don't really have them a whole lot in Alberta, so there is that. But, yeah, beyond that, see if I missed anything else I wanted to share with you guys. Yeah, so I finished, like I said, a couple of things on the channel. I uploaded the Paul Wheaton full 23-minute interview on Patreon. If you want to sign up, it's $5 a month. I put the link in the description tonight, so you can go and do that. Or there will also be the 5-minute little clip on YouTube that'll be coming up in the next couple of days. Also, my poverty mindset presentation I did at Kentucky Sustainable is now live on the YouTube channel, so you can get the video there when I stayed in frame, of course. But the audio is pretty good. I had to turn it up a bit. I think I had my mic turned down a little low. And the audio version will be in the podcast feed tomorrow morning at 3 a.m. So that'll be there for you guys. And yeah, other than that, I think that catches us up, guys. I've been having a lot of fun. This is day 7 of, to the best of my knowledge, I sat down and tried to figure it out. And unless something absolutely changes, it looks like it's going to be a 57-day road trip. So you could call it a 2-month road trip. That's pretty much what it is. So this is day 7. So that's live stream number four on a 7-day road trip, but only three on my channel. So I'll keep trying to get them out there for you, you know, at least at two a week. We'll do one with Mama and the girls, I'm sure, probably from the hotel once they get down and settled and relaxed a little bit. And yeah. All right, guys, I think I'm going to get off the horn here, chat with the missus for a little while and call it an early night. You get out here in the fresh air and enjoying the quietness of Delinquent's Gully. I'm kind of excited. We're going to do like a little walk around tomorrow, I think, with Brian and Corey. I don't think I'll run out for any supplies. I think I'm just going to spend the whole day here and just kind of relax and enjoy the nature of it, because I just think from the day that Becky and I first decided we wanted to buy some property down here to the fact that I'm sitting in a physical building, getting to live the dream we want to live and do workshop radio live from Uncle Ted's cabin, I mean, from Delinquent's Gully, just absolutely makes my day, guys. This is a lot of fun. I've been asked, are we going to do another work day this year? I don't know for sure. I think I've had three people ask me already if we were going to do one before Self-Reliance this time. So I will talk to Becky about it and see what we're going to do. But I'm kind of leaning toward, it's not really fair to everybody that I haven't asked yet, because we're going to run out of time. We're only 2 weeks away from Self-Reliance Festival. So I'm kind of thinking we probably won't be having one this year, just simply because I don't want to spring it on people toward, you know, that fast. So anyway, guys, yes, Uncle Ted's Cabin. Brian Roberts says Uncle Ted's Cabin could be a great patch. Yeah, it would be. And we're going to come up with something. If somebody, yeah, you guys got some ideas for that, throw it my way. I would love to come up with something for sure. All right, guys. Well, with that, we are up to date for today. Tomorrow night, I believe we will do, oh, there's Helmstead Twins. And yeah, so just so you know, what was I going to say? Yeah, Helmstead Twins, whatever happened, your patches didn't get to you. I'm in the States right now. I have a package with all of your patches that need to get to you, and they're going to all go out definitely by the end of this week. And hopefully, if you're going to be there at Self, actually, before we finish off, or if you want to email me, Helmstead, let me know if you're going to be at Self-Reliance Festival. I can just deliver them in person. That would be even better. So either way, let me know. And with that, guys, as always, stay happy, stay healthy, and have a great friggin' week.